Jenny Fulton is looking over orders for her company's products. She's wearing a green shirt and a belt buckle with her company's logo, sure signs that she's crazy about her product.
You know, I just delivered pickles from my Jeep in Winston-Salem. You're always going to see us with something about Miss Jenny's because that's who we are. We eat, breathe, sleep pickles 24/7.
Miss Jenny's Pickles began production in 2010. Last year, Fulton and her business partner, Ashley, moved their small business into the former R.J. Reynolds Tobacco Warehouse in Kernersville. Today, they ship their pickle varieties to several states across the country and overseas. Fulton is working with the North Carolina Agriculture Department and other state and federal agencies to export her products to additional countries.
Without living in North Carolina, we probably would have never exported because I wouldn't have known who to talk to in China or Germany. So I think at the state level, we do a fantastic job because we have programs in place. As far as the federal level, it's really about brand awareness, and the EXIM Bank has been invaluable helping us. Also with financing, you know, when we can offer financing to customers, it makes a big difference. It increases your orders by 30%. But look at
traditional bread and butter, that's my favorite.
There you go. And so you've just labeled a jar.
U.S. Senator Kay Hagan toured Miss Jenny's Pickles plant last week to see firsthand how small businesses are shipping the Made in North Carolina label around the world. She says she wants to see Congress invest more in technology support for small businesses. For example, Hagan says there are many places in North Carolina that still do not have access to high-speed broadband internet.
And it's almost impossible to have a competitive business if you don't have that access. And one of the fascinating things about this company is to know that they're exporting to China and they're reading emails that are coming in from China, send it through Google Translate, and it gets translated into English. So technology is critical for the creation and the growth for small business.
Since 1984, the Small Business and Technology Development Center, or SBTDC, has helped over 100,000 small to medium-sized companies in North Carolina grow their businesses. Numerous sectors in the Piedmont, including furniture, high-tech, and chemical companies, are successfully exporting their products. Owen George is with the SBTDC office in Winston-Salem.
The numbers prove it. The last couple of years, we've seen a steady increase in exports from North Carolina. In the loss that we've seen of some of our more traditional industries that were here for 50, 60, 70 years, a lot of people were displaced. And it's in the blood, the second generation that whose moms and dads built those companies. A lot of those folks are still here, and now they're starting other types of industries and businesses. A lot of it's small business.
Meanwhile, Jenny Fulton says she plans to grow her staff of 5 full-time and 5 part-time employees as the company expands its markets. Her goal is to make $1 million in sales this year. Fulton says she plans on putting Miss Jenny's Pickles in 800 more stores in the United States within the year. She also plans to enter markets in Canada and Mongolia. Carrie Brown, WFDD News, Kernersville.